and welcome to CamaroZ28.com, podcast number 24. This is being recorded on Thursday, February 16th, 2006. I'm Chris Frezza, and as you've probably already noticed, Jason Doubler is not with us this evening. He is out sick, actually. Came down with some crazy bug, and he's feeling under the weather. So instead of him coming over here and infecting me with his SARS or whatever else illness he has, he was going to stay home and rest. And he should be back next week for podcast number 25. So you just got me today. So I'm going to go ahead and get on with the show. I've got a couple things to cover first. These have to do with last week's podcast. It's just a few corrections we needed to make. One of the web addresses that I gave out for a website that I reviewed was incorrect. Yes, I know. I should have gone ahead and looked at it first, made sure I was typing in the right address, but unfortunately I didn't. Sorry. The correct address is citywidecamaroclub.net. So, sorry about that. Hope you weren't visiting a porn site or something. another thing that we had talked about was Camaro advertising. And one of the things we had said was we had heard a radio commercial that said, from the company that brought you rock and roll. Yes, we know it was wrong, and we realized that after we had already recorded it and released it. Yes, we know it's from the country who invented rock and roll. Just wanted to clarify that. Put that in our corrections, so there you go. On to some reader mail we got this week. This one comes from Chris. I didn't leave a last name. Let me read this for you. First of all, you guys rock. Second, while I'm happy to see that a new Camaro could come out, to me it looks like a new Cadillac. I know it's only a prototype, but yeah, I don't like it. By the way, I really hate the HHR. Looks like a PT Cruiser. Yeah, anyways, keep up the good work. Well, thanks for your email, Chris. I would just like to say to you, go check out the car in person. The car is awesome. but I will agree that I do see some Cadillac in it, particularly XLR, in the car. As to your comments about hating an HHR, well, you know, personal preference, and yeah, it does look like a PT Cruiser. In fact, the guy who designed the PT Cruiser, I believe his name is Brian Nesbitt, also designed the HHR, which is supposed to look like a, I think, a old Suburban, I think it was, a 49 Suburban. I could be talking out of my ass, but I think that's what I read. Well, thanks for your email. You know, we appreciate any type of emails that you guys send in. So thanks again for that, Chris. Moving on, got a couple more web sites to review this week. The first one came from an email that I got, and I will read part of the email for you. And well, here it is. It says, "Chris, hi, my name is Aaron Kushner, webmaster of www.clubcamaro.net, a website dedicated to third and fourth gen F-bodies. We just launched our site last week, and we're hoping to, over time, create a comprehensive collection of tech info on the web for these cars. Tech articles, specs, history, etc. As well as host and forum and other features that we haven't fully developed yet." So, yeah, I just wanted to give a shout-out for you, Aaron, for everybody to check out your website. And I know you're just starting up, and the site's in its infancy, but everybody go check it out. It's at www.clubcamaro.net. Looks like it's going to be a pretty cool site. And, the more Camaro sites, the better. Great. Let's see. The next one is the F-Body, the National F-Body event, which is coming up in May. May 18th through the 20th in Indianapolis. This has spurned off the old F-Body Org events that started in 1996 in Memphis, Tennessee. They've been going on for quite a while now. I know I attended three of them in Memphis from 96, 97, and 98, and they are just a blast. They do all sorts of stuff like drag racing and autocrossing, road racing, and it looks like there's a car show, and looking at their website, it's going to be in Indianapolis this year, so that's going to be really cool. So for everybody who wants to check that out, the web address is www.fbody-event.com. So go ahead and check it out. If you're a member of the FBody org mailing list, an old timer, you probably know what I'm talking about already. Or I think you have to be a member of their message board over there to go to the event. So go ahead and check it out. And in other news, it looks like the Silver Camaro Concept is at the Chicago Auto Show now. That's open now through February 19th. And if you're in the Chicagoland area, definitely go check the car out. It's awesome in person. You just got to check it out. So you've still got a little bit of ways to go. Till the 19th, it's there. So go check it out. Camaro Concept will move on to, I believe, Cleveland after this show. And for a complete list of the auto shows, check out the 5th Gen forum. There's a sticky post on the top, and it has a listing of where this Camaro Concept is going to go. So I think that's going to be it for the show this week. I didn't have a whole lot to cover, especially without Jason here. So I just want to let you guys know also we have a survey you can fill out for our podcast that's now stickied in the podcast form of our message board. If you could take a little time and go fill that out, we'd greatly appreciate that. It doesn't ask for any personal information, doesn't ask for your name, just some questions about how you like the show and stuff like that, and we'd appreciate it if you could go fill that out. Also, we'd love to hear from you guys. We have a call-in number. That number is 586-486-3182. You can also check out the podcast website. We put up a new page just last week, and that's www.CamaroZ28.com/podcast. There's a little form you can fill out in there, too, if you want to send us some email. And like I've done before, we'll go ahead and read it on the show. So take care, and we'll see you next week. Bye.